Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
We're the Army and proud of our name.
This is Veterans Day, and this year there will be a parade in New York City, a big one too, on Fifth Avenue, where our Glenn Shuck is standing by this morning. Glenn?
Around noon today, the 102nd Annual Veterans Day Parade, beginning here at West 25th Street and heading up Fifth Avenue, runs till about 3 this afternoon. 25,000 marchers, 30 floats will be here. Governor Hochul and Mayor de Blasio among those attending as well. Now, the Grand Marshal this year is retired Air Force Master Sergeant Kevin Carrick, the 106th Rescue Wing based in Suffolk County, assisted in the search and rescue of the World Trade Center site at 9/11 as well.
I'm going to be on the float with my family. You know, a really good thing. They've all taken part in my career one way or another. A lot of my friends there that I serve with will be there. People that I've worked with for many years, have been on missions with. They'll all be there in the on the bleachers watching and taking part.
Now, this year's parade, marking 20 years since the 9/11 attacks, the global war on terror, as well as 30 years now, the anniversary of Operation Desert Storm. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here at Madison Square Park.
Cops in the Bronx are hunting for a sexual predator who attacked a 13-year-old in Crotona Park. Our Samantha Liebman with more this morning, live from the park. Sam?
Yeah, and this attack taking place in the afternoon in Crotona Park, which has several schools surrounding it. Police say it happened Monday as the victim walked home from school just after 2:30. The suspect grabbed the child and removed their leggings before sexually assaulting them. He also took the victim's cell phone. The child was taken to an area hospital for treatment. Police say the suspect was wearing a gray hoodie, black jacket, blue jeans, black sneakers, and a black hat. And they actually have a photo of him, which I've tweeted out at Sammy Liebman, and will also be up at 1010winds.com. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Crotona Park, the Bronx.
Leaders of Black Lives Matter met with Eric Adams yesterday to talk about how the NYPD is going to operate when he takes office. The talk apparently didn't go very well. BLM co-founder Hawk Newsom left the meeting at Brooklyn Borough Hall, saying there will be riots, there will be fire, there will be bloodshed if Adams goes ahead with plans to restore the NYPD's anti-crime units. This after Adams told Newsom that BLM needs to be held accountable for its actions.
Stop the violence in my community. I'm holding you accountable. Don't hold me accountable because I'm not being the mayor, being the borough president, being the state senator. I put my body on the line for my community. So I'm not here for folks to come and say, Eric, we're going to hold you accountable. No, it's us. We are in this together.
Newsom tells the Daily News there is no way he's going to let some Gestapo come in here and harm our people. We pray for peace, but prepare for the worst, he said. Some New York City teachers were back in court yesterday challenging the mayor's vaccine mandate. The lead plaintiff is special ed teacher Michael Caine, who filed for a religious exemption but was denied. It didn't sound like the federal appeals panel hearing the case was going to overturn the mandate. And the mayor says his mandate seems to be having the desired effect on other city employees.
The NYPD, as of today, 86% of employees vaccinated. That is up 70% at the announcement. So that is a really big jump. And the Department of Sanitation at 87% now, up from 62% at the time of the announcement.
The mayor says fewer than 1% of city workers are on medical leave as a result of the mandate. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy had advised State Senate President Steve Sweeney not to concede earlier this week, but now Sweeney has conceded to his Republican opponent, truck driver Ed Durr, who spent virtually no money to unseat Sweeney.
All votes have been fairly counted, and I, of course, accept the results. I want to congratulate Mr. Durr and wish him the best of luck. The people of the 3rd Legislative District are the best in New Jersey.
Durr says his election was more about the governor than Sweeney.
The voters have spoken. They don't want government rule. by a dangerous guy armed with a bunch of executive orders.
Tur came under fire after his surprise victory last week for anti-Islamic tweets dug up by NJ.com. He tried to set things right at a meeting with Muslim community leaders yesterday.
I stand against Islamophobia and all forms of hate, and I do commit to that.
And one of the Muslim leaders involved said the conversation was very productive. Two people were killed in a fire late last night in the Amsterdam houses on the Upper West Side. Firefighters found a 70-year-old woman and a 44-year-old man dead in a fourth-floor apartment at 216 West 62nd. No word on what caused the fire, but the fire marshal says at this point it doesn't appear suspicious. And this is the kind of thing that gives this city a bad rep. A 62-year-old man just walking down West 44th when a guy comes up and asks him, "What are you looking at?" Before he could answer, he's attacked by the first man, and then six others join in, beating, slashing, and stabbing him. Happened around 5:30 in the morning yesterday in front of 315 West 44th. The victim's in critical at Bellevue. We've got a photo and video of the attackers going up at 1010winds.com. Former Governor Cuomo comes off as rather defiant in newly released transcripts of his sessions with investigators looking into the sexual misconduct allegations against him.
In an often contentious interview, the former governor acknowledges that while his behavior was sometimes too familiar, he denied the sexual harassment allegations against him and argued that some of his accusers misrepresented what happened. At one point, he says it would be an act of insanity to act inappropriately as he is scrutinized and investigated. The transcript was one of many released by the Attorney General's office, and they include sessions with the complainants. Cuomo resigned in August as he faced a possible impeachment inquiry. He currently faces a misdemeanor forcible touching complaint filed last month by the Albany County Sheriff. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.